It's our privilege today to have Brother Luis Nunez and his family with us. He is a man on a mission. I had the opportunity to watch their video, and when you watch it and you see his energy and his enthusiasm for serving the Lord is contagious. And we're so happy to have him with us today. Brother Luis, would you come and share what God's laid on your heart?
Bom dia. Come on. Say it. Say it. Say it. Bom dia. Bom dia. Wow, you speak like a native. You're doing very well, very well, very well. Wow. What an honor for my wife and I to be here. My wife is that beautiful lady there in the middle. And then next to her is Arthur Silas. And then next to my wife on the other side is Ana Laura. We are from Brazil, South America. We are serving the Lord in Cape Verde, Africa. This is on the coast of West Africa, just near to Senegal, Africa. Okay? And we have been there for 5 years. The first time I went was 2011. 2012, my wife and I, we found a house. Suzano, the first man that appears on the video, he lived 200 yards from that first house. Only God could have done that, because I led Susanna to the Lord in 2011. And in a city of 150,000 plus people, we found a house just on the same street as he lived. Ain't God good? Pardon my English. I'm sorry, this is a Christian school. Are not God good? He is. God is so good. God is so good. And through it all, I have learned to trust Jesus. I have learned to trust the Lord and trust and obey. Listen, folks, young people. Who is young here? Let me see your hand. You are not young. Well, who is young here? Let me see your hand. All the young people. Come on, young people. Everybody's young compared to eternity. Come on, folks. Compared to eternity, I'm very young. I'm very young. When I was even young at age, I played soccer. And now the soccer ball decided to come and live with me. So, I just take the ball to the fields. I'm not playing too much. But young people, listen to this. Trust. And what?
Obey.
For there's no other way to be miserable. Amen?
Yeah.
Oh, to be happy. Where?
In Jesus.
In Jesus. But to trust and obey. Would you go with me to Psalm 96? Psalm 96. Psalm 96 was written by David the king in a very unique situation. The ark was just brought back to Jerusalem. Well, David, try. How many of you have tried before and did not succeed? David tried to bring the ark to Jerusalem. And he tried to do like the heathen. He put in a new cart. Remember when the Philistine, they put the ark to come from the Philistine to Israel. They put in a new cart. They got a new heifer, if you will, and a milking baby there, whatever is the name. And that was the way the ark came from the Philistines to Israel. Well, David is going to bring the ark to Jerusalem. And he had an idea. Let's do it a new cart. The best cart that money can buy, and put it there, did not work. You know why? Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be
happy.
David was not happy. He was not a happy camper. He said, how can I bring the ark? Because he did wrong. He did not trust. He did not obey. So it fumbled the first time. The second time, he does right. He got the Levites. Three on one side, two on the other, you know, all of them. And they have to carry without touching the ark, which is a resemblance of God's presence. So the next time, he does right. And every time they give a step there, and he was jumping up and down. He was so excited. I mean, he was sacrificed. He did everything, made a big party once the ark was there back in Jerusalem. And then he wrote Psalm 96. Psalm 96, here is 13 verses. In the book of 1 Chronicles, where we see that, is a little bit more lengthy, if you will. But I am very peculiar. Can't you tell? Brian is smiling. Brian, why you did that? Do I look peculiar, Brian? No, I know I'm peculiar. I'm joking with Brian. I just met him and Ben there at the door. I said, if everybody has B name, I'm done. This is going to be great. But sure enough, I met other people that are not on B bracket. So I remember Brian and Ben. That's good. Well, what that has to do with the lesson? I'm peculiar. I divide Psalm 96 in a different way. I get verse 1 with verse 13. Verse 2 with verse 12. 3 with what verse? 11. 4 with 10. 5 with 9. 6 with 8. And then what? There is just one verse there. Would you read with me out loud verse 7, please? Everybody together, let's say, let's do it. Oh,
give unto the Lord, all ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength.
Wow. Folks, missions is not about you, is not about me, is about whom? You never give anything to Louis. You ought to give unto the Lord. You don't do because of the people in India that's dying, going to hell. You don't do because of the people in Africa that's dying, going to hell. You don't do for the people in Florida that's dying, going to hell. You do as unto whom? The Lord. So that's number 7 in your paper there. We start from the end. Just in case that we cannot get there, is already there. Amen? Is already there. In other words, that is the resume. Is that a good word? Resume? R-E-S-U-M-E? And a sign there. It's a French word. Pardon me. Excusez-moi. Je ne parle pas français. Parlez-vous inglês? Un peu. Eu falo pouquinho de inglês. I speak a little bit of English. But the word resume, it summarizes something. Has anyone ever sent a resume? You are looking for a job. You are looking to apply for a job. You have to send what?
Resume.
You do it. You summarize things about you. Things about me I can summarize before I met Christ and after I met Christ. Simple as that. So, the resume, missions in a nutshell, missions in one sentence, is giving unto the Lord. If you don't learn anything this morning, I hope you will understand that what you and I ought to give to the Lord is spelled out. What? Glory and strength. Did you see the word kindred? Does anybody has a kindred here in the church? You know what is a kindred? It's a relative. Someone of your family. That is your kindred. It's talking about families. People groups. Relatives. And that's the reason missions is God's way of changing families. For God so loved what? World. And that what? World is made of what? Families. He starts with the family. And if ever is going to end, it's going to be because the family will be dissipated, if you will. Does that make any sense? That's the reason Satan is always attacking what? Family. He did not start with the church, and praise the Lord for Grace Bible Church. But the church took over 4,000 years to be there. He start with family. And you and I that are born again, we are part of God's family. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 16 that out of one blood, he made all the families. So there's just two families in the globe today. There's just two kinds of people in the globe today. God's family and the devil's family. The devil's family is attacking us. Can you believe that? Yeah, I can. That's what they do. Hello. Hello. That's what they do. Attacking us. What kind of people is there on the globe? Missionaries and mission field. Once you have been born again, you became a missionary. Some of you in college. 2 more weeks to go. You are a missionary sent by God there on that college. It's a Christian college. You're still a missionary there. Trust me. Trust me. Some of you, you have retired. You came down from New York to enjoy paradise on earth, Florida. Well, you are God's sent missionary from New York to here to reach out to those that have been imported here. It doesn't matter what is your occupation. Either you are a missionary or you are a mission field. If you have been born again, you are a missionary. If you haven't, you are a mission field. Number one, then, the reality of missions. I normally let you read, but since they are recording and they are going to use, I will do all the reading. And bear with me, because my English is broken. Oh, sing unto whom? The Lord, a new song. Sing unto the Lord whom? All the earth. Notice on verse 13. Before whom? The Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the what? I just cannot say that world. So hard. The globe. He shall judge the globe with righteousness and the people with his truth. Did you notice we are singing unto the Lord? Did you notice it's before the Lord? There's three very important teaching here. The first one is what? Salvation. Where in verse 1 is salvation? I'm glad you ask. You are very nice. Look with me on Psalm 40. I wait patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. In other words, because I could not go where he was, he came to me. He inclined unto me, heard my cry, and the Bible says he brought me up also off of what? An horrible pit, out of the mighty clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. In other words, I was lost, seeking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. And then he came to me, and he rescued me, and he saved my soul, and he put my feet upon the rock. Would you notice what verse 3 says? And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Did you notice? New song. New song has to do with salvation. The first time that they sung was when they came out of Egypt. They came out of Egypt, which represents sin and the world. So they were saved out of bondage, out of slavery. Now they can sing. Did you notice on Psalm 96? Oh, sing unto the Lord, what? A new song. Those that are saved, they are going to sing unto the Lord. And although the ark was to be in Israel, God wants his glory to be proclaimed among all nations. You see what is going on here? But only the saved people can sing a new song. So salvation is the first step. Well, second, did you see the specification? We are not singing to anybody to hear. We are singing unto the Lord. We are singing before the Lord. Everything that we do is for the glory of God. Whatsoever ye eat or ye what? Drink. You do all for the glory of God. That's what is in question here. And then not only the specification, but notice with me the preparation. What kind of preparation the Bible is talking about? On verse 13, the Bible says, for he, what? Cometh. And he is coming to what? To judge. And that's not Judge Judy, amen? That's the real judge. There's no people being paid to go there on Judy's court. He is coming to judge. That's the reason we ought to tell them, say, my friend, you better be prepared. That Jesus that came over a donkey, if you will, pardon my English, he's not coming a donkey now. He's coming a horse. Ooh. And he has on his hand sword. Better be prepared. So, the reality of missions. Number one, say it. The reality of missions is very real. Is very real. Second, look with me on verse 2 and verse 12 on Psalm 96. Did you notice on verse 2 what the Bible says? Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. And then what? Shew forth his salvation. When? Oh, not only on Sunday?
On Monday too.
Monday too. Tuesday? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Man alive. Thursday? Friday? Friday's my day off. Ask Anna, when was the last time I had a Friday day off? And Saturday. Folks, shew forth his salvation from day to day. Not only when we have our Christian outfit, amen? Another question? Yeah. What is it then? Our responsibility. Would you write down there? Our responsibility. Remember, there's two kind of people. What two kind of people is there today? Saved and not saved. Missionary and mission field. Are you saved? Saved. I know that I am. I'm saved. Yes, you know? Good. So your responsibility, Mr. Saved, Mrs. Saved, is to shew forth God's salvation from day to day. That's God-given responsibility to all of us. Did you see the task? We ought to be sing. We ought to bless, not curse. Amen. That's good preaching right there. We are to show. We shew forth his salvation. We are God's showroom. That's a nice one. Do you know what is a showroom? How many of you wives like to go shopping? Let me see your hand. Anna, that's sinful. You know why they have the malls? And Amazon is killing them, amen? You know why they have the malls? They show what you feel like you should have. Your eyes is enticed for that. It's like the fruit there, right there in the garden when I start, amen? We, all of us, man, how many of you like cars? Bunch of hidden, you're lying. Everybody like cars, pickup trucks and all. You know, we see the cars, we like them, don't we? Be honest, you know. Well, that's God's word right there. And God's word is telling you and I, we shew forth his salvation from day to day. We do what the Bible says. We sing, we bless. Others will say, you know what? That family that faced that struggle there with that car wreck, they have something that we don't have. They even said that on television. There's something about that family. You see the movie later, one of these Wednesdays. You are shewing forth God's salvation, even when it's a tragedy in your life. But God can make a triumph. He specializes on that. He can make a triumph. Don't you worry, none. God specializes on things that are impossible, for he can do what no other one can do. We just need to fulfill with our God-given responsibility. And then, the Bible tells us what? The transformation by your singing. Did you see verse 12? Let the field be what? Joyful. And all that is therein, then shall all the trees of the wood, what? Rejoice. by your singing, your blessing, showing forth his salvation, your workplace is going to be different. That's a blessing. Your school will be different. Anywhere you go will be different. Well, speaking of go, I need to go. Next, number three. What is it? Number three, verse three. Declare his glory among whom? His wonders among whom? Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. What am I talking about now? Well, I'm not talking about, I'm just reading the Bible. The Bible is saying the regions of missions. Regions of missions. Another question. Okay, bring it. You read verse 11. The verse 11 talks about heaven. Is heaven a region of missions? Yes, indeed. Do you realize that when you share with someone what Jesus has done in your life, and that person repents of his, her sins, and that person cry out loud to God, immediately, what the Bible says in Luke chapter 16, Luke chapter 15, the Bible says in Luke chapter 15, there is great rejoice in the presence of whom? The Father. You can have an impact of what is taking place in heaven right now. I remember when Arthur was playing at McDonald's. I remember when he was playing at Chicken Filet. In two occasions, he led two kids to the Lord. Playing there. One at Chicken Filet. He was very rich. I mean, to go to Chicken Filet, you have to be very rich. Amen. And Arthur told him it was not about money. It was not about how many cars his daddy had. I go to church too. And Arthur knew of his daddy being already a pastor when his daddy got converted. So he told him it's not even religion. So he showed him what it's all about. And he made a profession of faith. And then the second one was there at McDonald's. And Arthur and Annalore led a little one to the Lord. And you'd not believe this. They have not even been to Africa as missionaries. We were on so-called deputation. The region of missions, folks, is everywhere. It's among the hidden, and the hidden is here in America. Trust me. I know, greatest nation on earth. I have the highest respect. I love you all, and I'm blessed by what you have done. But the hidden are here too. This is not a Christian nation. There's Christian like you, but you need to stand up for what is right and make your voice to be heard. That's the truth of the matter. In other words, here and there, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is coming upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem, right there in Jerusalem, is USA. Don't ever forget that. In Jerusalem, right down the middle, three letters, USA. That's your Jerusalem, USA. You speak the language. You are a national pastor. Do you realize that? You know the culture, you know the language, you know the people. Are you not glad that come Sunday, he will be back? Amen. You don't have a foreigner that you have to endure. You cannot even understand what he's trying to communicate. God's so good, gave you a national pastor. Witness both in Jerusalem. The light that shines farther abroad is the light that shines brighter at home. Go and win those guys at J Base there, would you? Get them before they leave here. You have to win them. Let your light so shine before men. So it's here in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So add to it. Your first missionary is this man sitting right here. This is the one that when you are at the hospital, is going there to visit, or the other pastor, you know. take care of them. They are the most important missionary that this church will ever have. You have to. That's Bible. That's Bible. We are partners. Candidate ourselves, if you will, to be the 35 with the other 34 that you have. But we'll do both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. The reason of mission here and there, heavens and everywhere. Fourth, the what? The reason. So we have reality, we have responsibility, we have regions, now we have reason. What is the reason for missions? Did you notice verse 4? For the Lord is what? Is that a good reason for missions? If the Lord is great and greatly to be praised, He is to be feared above all gods. My wife was in the Catholic religion. She has all kinds of idols for everything, and every birthday they gave another idol. The other one was not enough, amen? Until she met the Lord, and He met all her needs. Even gave her a bald husband, amen? That was all she needed. She could pick better. I could not. I could not. But are you with me? The reason for missions. Folks, I already told how I respect and love your nation, how blessed I am by your nation. But even American has idols, and it's more than the American idol, amen? You know why the guys bow down on Sunday before playing ball? That's their idol. They have to bow down. They'll not stand. That's their God, NFL. Yes, in the money saying God we trust. Which God is that? The almighty dollar? All the nations, folks. The Bible says very clear. He is to be feared above all God. Where is the Lord saying that? Look in verse 10. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. So the Lord is great. He is to be feared above all gods. That's the reason. So we ought to praise the Lord on verse 4. We are to preach to the lost on verse 10. That's the way I say. We have the production for the labor because people will fear God. On verse 5 is the recognition of missions. That's where I was. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. All the gods of the nations. Even your great nation. Oh, in verse 9, the Bible says, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before Him all the earth. So we have to recognize the recognition of missions. You will proclaim the gospel message when you recognize, when there is a recognition that your next door neighbor is not a Christian. Just because he was born on the great USA. Does that make any sense to you? That lady that served you at Kruger's or Bailu or Walmart, just because her name is Rebecca doesn't mean, you know, she has a biblical name that she's a Christian. Or Rachel, to that matter. Or Anna. You know, don't take for granted. There's plenty gospel track here. That I beg you to just get one this week and give to someone. If we really are going to do what the Bible says, you are going to get 7. Why are you going to get 7? Shield for his salvation from day to day. I was there in North Carolina. I taught that lesson. And I did not say what I just said. But afterwards, the lady left the room and she got some gospel tracts. I said, oh, she got the message. And that's the reason I'm telling you. We trust and obey. Does God want you to witness to someone today? Of course He does. How about next week? Of course He does. That's the reason He keeps letting telemarketing call you. That's the reason. He could block the call, could He not? Take that call Tell them the reason of the hope that's in you.
And they cannot hang up.
Let me say out loud, they cannot hang up. Witness to them. They want to sell insurance. See if they have heaven's ticket. That's eternal security. Amen. Take that call. We will do that when we recognize in what type we are living. What time we are living at. It is the last days for sure. So the recognition of missions. And then verse 6. Honor and majesty are before whom? Him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Well, I get verse 6 and patch with what verse? Give unto whom? The Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring what? And come into his courts. Well, I'm a missionary. I have to talk about what? How do you know? Are you a missionary too? Right here. There in Cape Verde, they sell bananas and they put on their head and they said, banana leasing. They say, there is banana. So let me talk about money leasing. So it got your attention. So you start looking on the head of the person to see what she has to offer. Well, we said verse 6 is with verse 8. Could we look maybe 3, 4, 5 minutes just on verse 6 before time is up? Give unto the Lord, yes. But verse 6 says something different. Not different, but complement. It says honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Louis, whatever is his name, Charles was named this past week. He's a prince there in England. That rascal was not even out of the hospital. And he already has honor. Did you see how many people was there at the door to receive him? You not believe that. Nobody came when I was born. That boy already was born with honor. Majesty, if you will. They want to call him Your Highness, Louise, whatever, Charles, something, of Kingston. But did you notice what the Bible is talking about the Lord, that he has more than that little rascal? He has strength. He can do all things. And he has beauty. Would you say that someone that has majesty and has honor and has strength and has beauty, what that person needs? He has it all. Don't ever forget that. In other words, I'm talking about riches of missions. Riches. God has all the riches. And notice that is due unto his name. In other words, he is entitled to receive. Verse 8 is telling us that. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. And bring an offering, not a tip, and come into his courts. Are you with me? So the riches of missions is A, B, C. He asks, we bring, and what? We come. Simple as that. Simple as that. He's entitled to receive. You are not giving to Louis. You are not giving to the Nunes family. You're not giving to the Cape Verdeans. You are giving an offering unto the Lord. And Dave the King taught us how to give offerings to the Lord. We just need to trust and obey. And let me tell you a secret, just in case you are wondering. You cannot outgive God. Try. You can't. You cannot outgive him. As Leave this hand, he'll put on this one. And leave this hand, he'll put on this one. It's just like that. Good measure. As you reap, you will sow. So, let's do it. There is riches untold. And with the mammon riches, we are going to accumulate riches through all eternity. That's what he tells us in Luke chapter 16. Well, I come to verse 7. Give unto the Lord, O kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. My grandfather, I never met him. His profession was to kill people. He made a living killing. What a paradox. My dad worked with him. My grandmother shot her brains out when my daddy was 2 years old. Blame the environment, amen? Well, my daddy had a dream. He wants to go to the city, buy a gun, and kill as many as he could, and then shot himself. As he walked to the city, he saw some people on a corner singing, at the cross where I first saw the light. And then he stopped before going to the shop to buy the gun. And a tall man, white man, had a black book on his hand, and he started reading, God is our refuge, I stand hold in the day of trouble. And on that day, my daddy killed one. He killed himself. He got born again by the blood of the Lamb. Today, three of us are missionaries. Did change our family or not? That's God's way of changing family. Dr. Brainard, thank you.
Father, we thank you, precious word of God. We thank you, Father, that you're in the saving of families. We thank you, Lord, that you love us, that you sent your only begotten Son to die for us. And I pray, dear Father, that we might be faithful in communicating the message of the gospel to those around us, to all of our kindred, to those who are in this world. May we be faithful, Father, and may we support missions around the world to encourage those who go forth that they might be able to be a witness and testimony for thee. Father, may your word linger in our hearts, and we pray that you bless the morning worship service today as we hear again from your word. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.